Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? You hear me twice, don't you? Say something, Matt.
Something, Matt.
So I can hear you again.
Something, Matt.
Are you upset that I'm here?
A little bit.
Disappointed?
Well, I have to now delete all the new Facebook handles and things I created. In case you didn't return from Columbia, in case your body was harvested for organs, I was prepared to keep this namesake alive. Well, I just didn't have your passwords to go into the archives.
Well, I did go to my attorney, and I left some information and some directions.
Okay.
And the direction was, if I do not come back from Columbia, I am very happy to say that you would be banned from using Knockout Radio.
That's why I created my own.
But you can't create your own Knockout Radio. And I think, you know, it's funny. I do what people least expect.
Okay.
You know, you expect one thing, I take a hard right.
Okay.
I believe I am the first person to ever take coke into Columbia.
Whoa. Well, that's why you have a fan base.
I did take coke into, and I'm so glad I did. When we were in the Orlando airport, I bought 4 Diet Coke bottles, and I took them into Columbia, so I had one every day, and they did not have Diet Coke in Columbia.
Well, it's because it doesn't exist.
They just had coke.
Well, the word doesn't exist, right? It's like,
no.
Because in Brazil, the word light doesn't exist, so you can't get a diet, or the word diet doesn't.
Right, it's called light coke.
So, yeah, it's light coke.
They didn't have it. They had coke, and they had Coke Zero. Mm. You can't write stories that I have from this Columbia trip.
Okay.
They cannot be written. I'm telling you.
Okay.
When I tell you these stories, you're going to say, that did not happen.
Okay.
And it happened Friday, Saturday, Sunday, stuff that you just shake your head about. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time starting the show, but I'm going to tell you one of the better stories. So no names. Okay. We're in the Orlando airport.
Okay.
Flying to Bogota, Colombia.
Okay.
For the Deep Purple Scorpion Kiss concert.
Okay.
They're passing information over the PA at the airport. We're going to Colombia, so it's in Spanish.
Okay.
There was obviously younger than me person sitting across from us. They're saying stuff. Steve and I are trying to figure it out. They lean over and they are telling us what is being told.
Okay. A translator is what they call those people.
Well, is it a translator or is it a interpreter?
Oh.
Remember we had George Gagel on and he told us what the difference was. I don't remember because losing your mind is a horrible thing. So we start talking. Somehow it comes out. This person is meeting a bunch of friends in Colombia. This person's from Colombia. They're going to the concert. We're going to the concert. We start talking. We exchange emails and numbers and stuff. And, you know, maybe we'll run across each other. Maybe we'll whatever, whatever.
Okay.
We then get there. We go to the hotel. We're hanging out with Mickey D from the Scorpions. I'll tell you what, and I, you know I'm jaded, right?
Right.
I have done a lot of cool things.
You have.
And it's to the point now where it's just part of life. It's like, you know, being Gene Simmons. He's over that he's Gene Simmons by
sure.
now, right?
Of course.
So when we go to meet Mickey, we're in a bar, the bar of the hotel.
Okay.
More armed security than I've ever seen in my life. Okay. I thought the president was there.
Okay.
Okay. We go to the bar area. There's 2 guards on each side of the door into the bar.
Okay.
Provided by the promoter. So okay. The promoter hired this whole security staff. We're waiting for Mickey, one of Mickey's bodyguards. We start talking. Where should we go eat? We looked befuddled. He walks down. He then walks us two blocks to, honestly, the best hamburger I've ever had.
Okay.
It was unbelievable.
Okay.
We walk back. Mickey's now in the bar area. And I don't know. Paul Stanley's six steps away. Eric Singer is sitting next to me, and we're talking about Cleveland, and that he comes to the Tampa Bay area on a regular basis. Tommy Thayer walks by. I mean, it was cool, but it's just them in the surroundings that I wished every celebrity could be in.
Okay.
Meaning they're just in their own habitat.
Hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Okay. No makeup on.
No makeup.
So you don't know their kiss. You just think they're just normal guys.
Well, you know that they're KISS, but
how do you know they're KISS? Oh, because of security guards.
Well, no. I mean, I know what Paul Stanley looks like.
And how did you know what he said? Because was there an interpreter still there?
What are you talking about?
Well, how do you know what he said? You said you're translating, like, you didn't know what they were saying, and so they have to...
Paul Stanley's not talking Spanish.
But rock stars don't really speak well. Ozzy Osbourne, you don't understand what the hell he's saying. He needs to translate.
Well, I understand. And Lemmy from Motorhead obviously was the same thing. So we only have another couple minutes. I got to get through this quick. So we go to out Friday night. We go into this area, and I've been told not to say it the way I did on Steve's video. This was like Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras on crack, heroin, and steroids. It was like blocks, not one street.
Right.
Blocks.
Sure.
We're going through it. The big vehicles are following us, the security yard. We go inside. Here's the moral of the story. So, excuse me. So, somebody that was invited to the Friday night thing doesn't know us, doesn't know Mickey, doesn't know that these people, well, this person we met in Orlando who brought some of friends with them, it was them and two other people. This one guy who I don't know, we don't know, nobody knows, right?
Okay.
It was just he was met in the bar and invited to hang out. Goes to the person who we met in Orlando.
Okay.
And says, "You have any cocaine?"
Well, it's Colombia.
It's Colombia.
Hey, that's expected.
I guess he was very lucky it was in Colombia and not in Florida because this person was DEA.
Oh.
You can't write it. Now, there was nothing this person could do, would do, wanted to do. But, you know, it's uncomfortable now that you're hanging out. This clown's trying to get, you know, a drug.
It's not a drug. It's a natural plant. It's like from their nation. It's like going to Iowa and getting corn on the cob. You're not going to ask for corn on the cob when you go to Iowa?
Yeah, I am.
Really? Or fries when you go to France?
Well, it wasn't necessarily made in France.
French fries?
Yeah, no. No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, they're made in Greece.
Sorry,
God, you're an idiot. See, we're learning about the world, Randy Harris.
Final minute before we have to hit this break. Colombia was awesome.
So was the Coke down there have real Coke still in it? Do they still use cocoa leaves?
No, but that's how Coke was invented.
I know.
Coke was invented. The dentist used it. So because there really was cocaine, and I believe there's only two bottles of the original Coke with some cocaine in it, and one is on display, I believe, in Atlanta at the World of Coke.
That makes sense.
And it was used, you know, as a drug, you know, when the dentist would go and chisel away, you know, the wood teeth back in the day. So, but it was fun. We'll talk more about it. A couple UFC fighters coming up, so we will hit this break. When we return, we will head out to Las Vegas. I believe it's at the Apex UFC Fight Night 222. And I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait to throw you under the bus. Jeremiah Wells, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sup.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Buckle up!
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship returns to Tampa, live from the Florida State Fairgrounds on Saturday, July 23rd. In the main event, interim bantamweight gold is up for grabs as undefeated champ Jared Kid Gotti Grant puts the gold up against the educated hands of Reggie Barnett Jr. Plus, the unbeaten bare-knuckle sensation, Jomie Escoboza, knuckles up with the always dangerous Jared Warren. Get your tickets at BKFC.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ooh, yes, the Macho Man Randy Savage. And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
The Macho and Hogan.
Was the guy talk about it this morning on the boat?
Or the, how do you know?
I was watching the live feed, Steve Linnae, videographer is going everywhere with you.
Yep, no, he is.
Like traveling the country and the world and like on the boat.
I believe he said that we're over 1 million views.
That's amazing.
I've been on the air for how many years? 30 some years. You know, haven't done any of that stuff, did any of that stuff, and now he is absolutely killing it. And I'm very happy and very proud of him. So,
when do you start making money doing that? Like, because it's a partnership, right? So you have certain tiers, right, where you have to get a certain number of streams.
Streams. I think it's subscribers.
Okay.
You know, which I still don't push very much, which I need to push once you're at that. But that's not.
That's
something that obviously we can talk about in great detail. And remind me, because you know that I'm going to forget.
Sure.
But we do need to talk about that. We also need to talk about Draymond Green.
Okay.
Did you see Draymond Green?
I did not see Draymond
Green. Another stomp to a downed opponent. Okay. The only problem is this is not MMA. This is the NBA.
Sure.
It cost the Golden State Warriors a world title 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 4 years ago. The time that Shawn went to Cleveland. It's the Cleveland title. If Draymond Green doesn't foot stomp and get thrown out of that game and be suspended, the Golden State Warriors are a bigger franchise, a bigger monopoly, a bigger whatever you want to call it, because they would have won that title as well.
Sure.
Draymond did it again last night.
Okay.
Now, I don't know the details. I guess he spoke or said why he did it or why he defended doing it. And down from the NBA office, I guess he's going to be suspended again.
Okay.
The difference, and they still did lose, the difference is before the Golden State Warriors at least still almost won the title. They were the top seed. They were the top dog. They were the best team. I believe they're like the sixth seed. Draymond is your third best player on the team. You may even say that he's better than Clay.
Okay.
And now I'm sure they lost last night. I'm sure they're going to lose again. I can relate. And the question that I want to ask, I would have asked, though I could ask the empty chair that Caleb normally sits in. Teammates stick together
okay.
sometimes.
Right.
I did a lot of that stupid stuff too. Okay. I got thrown out of a lot of softball games.
Sure.
And some of my teammates would stick up for me. And some of them wanted me off the team, even though it was my team. And then there was a team I wasn't running, and I did get asked to politely leave, like the golf course the other day. How do you stick up for somebody? I now almost can understand, even though my stupidity wasn't the same as what Draymond did last night. You know, I antagonized. I was the Pete Rose. I was, you know, whatever. But how do you continue standing up for a teammate, which is very important, when he does, or they, do such stupid stuff?
Well, I think you have that in the history of teams. You always have an enforcer. You know, I think great championship teams always have a guy that's going to go in and do the dirty work. You see it in hockey all the time. They'll send a 6'8" dude on skates.
That's their job.
To send in and send a message, right? So I think Draymond has a value, as in those championships were won because of that grit, that toughness in the paint, that no, not taking anything from any other team, that allowed his like finesse players to like actually excel and do what they do best. But I think maybe Draymond's a little delusional that he's not as valuable as he once was.
Before we get our butts kicked, because I didn't know.
Okay.
We need to get to the phone lines.
Oh, let's get to the phone lines.
We're rambling, waiting, and he's been waiting on us. Let's go to the phone lines and talk a little more about this weekend's UFC Fight Night 222. And let's welcome to the program Jeremiah Wells. Jeremiah, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good. Well, how are you?
We're doing great. Let's get right into it. It's Wednesday. We do this almost each and every Wednesday because there's a UFC almost every weekend. Just the beginning of fight week. I understand that. What's fight week like for you?
It's just like, you know, just cutting weight, just getting ready for my opponent, you know, making a game plan and, you know, just getting mentally ready.
Are they all the same? Do you try to keep them all the same, or do you purposely try to mix it up a little, whatever that, you know, rotation is, where, you know, your last fight maybe at 4 o'clock on such and such a day you would do something? So do you stay consistent, or do you want to mix it up?
Yeah, we kind of mix it up sometimes. Yeah, it depends. So we train earlier or we train late. Yeah, but it's all the same, kind of.
Now, I don't know if I say you're from Philadelphia or are you from just outside of Philadelphia?
I was born in Philadelphia, but I was also raised up in the Poconos outside of Philadelphia.
Do you want to ask the question or you want me to?
So are you, is it from where you're born is where you're from, or is it where you actually were raised?
I'm from Philadelphia. I was born in Philadelphia and I was raised. I stayed there about 16. Yeah.
Okay. So now, Matt, you need to never say it again. I was also born in Philadelphia, and my parents were born in Philadelphia. And what my mom would do for two of my three siblings, when she got pregnant, when she got close to delivery, she would fly to Philadelphia and have us born in Philly. It was the same doctor that delivered her and my uncle. And so I've always said, and it's on my Facebook, it's on all my social media, I'm from Philly. I grew up in St. Pete, Florida.
If it's on your birth certificate, I guess, right?
Exactly.
So it's where you're hatched. It's not where you pay rent. Because Outkast says it's not where you're from, it's where you pay rent.
And like Jeremiah just said, if I have to start carrying my birth certificate around, it says Philadelphia and I'm all good. Are you a fan of other Philadelphia sports? You know, whether it's teams, players, you know, what's the connection? How big is the connection?
Yeah, why not? Of course, I'm a Phillies fan. I'm an Eagles fan, you know? I'm a 76ers fan.
Yeah, I'm all of that except for I am not an Eagles fan. I can't be an Eagles fan. We live in Tampa Bay. There's a big, huge rivalry still between the Bucks and the Eagles. I'll get to some things that we're going to do for you, but I'm going to say this: I do have some spring training, great game used Phillies jerseys. I know that we have your address, and I'm going to send you up one of those because you are, like me, we are brothers from the city of brotherly love.
Nice. Thank you.
I hate to talk food, you know, during fight week. You're talking about, you know, your weight cut. A lot of the fighters tell me that one of the things they like to do is watch the Food Network, is watch food shows. Are you one of them?
Yeah, well, I watch menus. I go in all the restaurants that surround me, and I just look at all the menus and go on Uber Eats and look at all the menus that I want. I would like to have. Yeah, so that's what I do.
Explain that to me, and I've had other fighters try to explain it. I mean, I'm hungry even when I'm not hungry. So when I would lose my mind looking at a menu and seeing something that I want to eat and know I can't do it till Sunday.
It's just mentally, like, it's just like, oh, I'm going to have this after the fight, or I'm going to have this in a week or two, or I'm going to eat this and this. You know, I'm seeing what my eyes, I'm just basically, you know, I wonder with my eyes, basically, not my stomach.
I got you. What a lot of people, I guess, don't understand about Philadelphia, and, you know, one of the many things Philadelphia is known for is obviously the cheesesteak. And there's like 5,000 locations in Philadelphia, the tourist traps, et cetera. Do you have a favorite go-to cheesesteak place in Philly?
My favorite go-to place in Philly is Rose Deli off of Spring Garden. It's really good. It's like, a little hole in the wall. It's really good. I like Jimmy's too where is that? On Frankfurt Street in Fishtown. That's a good cheesesteak spot. I got a couple. I got a handful. So,
It almost drives me crazy that everybody goes, and I'm not going to say their name. I don't want to get any lawsuits or anything. But, you know, the two that are right across the street from each other that are in cahoots together.
That's a tourist attraction. That's all
exactly. Me. Exactly. So it's cool to go for the tourist thing. But, yeah, there's much, much better places to go to.
Yeah, Max Cheesesteaks is really good in North Philly. Y'all, so much meat, all of it.
I'm on your Facebook page. I'm going through Instagram. I'm looking around, and I see that our boy Phil Brooks, otherwise known as CM Punk, is commenting on your photos. You know, what's the relationship there? Like, how is Phil doing? And do you train with them, or how do you guys know each other?
Cool, CM Punk, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he commentated for CFFC. So, he's a cool dude.
I know from a small
organization out of Philadelphia. That's where I started at, one of the organizations that I started.
Are you a wrestling fan as well?
Yeah, I kind of watch wrestling, but I'm not as I used to be. But, I used to watch WWE and all the wrestling stuff. I kind of fell off of it, but.
It just shows that Jeremiah is a very young man because he called it WWE, not right. WWF. Right. He didn't say he watched WCW. Right. He's a WWE guy. It's awesome. Give me your thoughts, Jeremiah, on your opponent.
He's a tough opponent. He's really tough. You know, he comes forward with pressure. He likes to kick a lot, punch. So, I don't know about takedowns, but we'll see. We're going to collide. So, you know, I like the pressure. He likes the pressure. So, yeah, his name is Simmonsberger, the truck or something. I don't know. But, yeah.
That's why we didn't say his name either.
His name's Matthew Simmonsberger, but the semi, that's what they call him.
Semi. I got it. Yeah. What is going through your mind, if anything, you know, during a fight, and I don't mean to make that sound disrespectful, but, you know, a lot of times you're just flowing, you're not thinking. So is that the case, or are you thinking like three steps ahead every minute?
Yeah, I'm playing chess. I'm three steps ahead. I'm thinking about the next move to the next move. It depends on where I want to go. And, if I want to keep it standing, it's going to be a knockout. But if I'm going to take him down, I'm going to submit him. I'm always like thinking about three steps ahead.
Always thinking. Craziest, funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened either to you or during a fight that you're in. And since you're coming, you know, from the city of Philadelphia, it could be a fight outside of a cage as well.
A fight outside the cage? I haven't before outside.
I was trying to be funny. You know, typically it's inside the cage. I'm asking the question, but my uncle was known to have fist fights in the streets all the time. So since you're from Philly, maybe a fight outside the cage, not just inside.
Nah, I haven't fought outside the cage in probably, 15 years. But I can tell you a fight, a funny moment. One time I used to hop in the cage and roll and jump up in the sky. I mean, and jump up. And the ceiling was low. They had like a drop ceiling. and I jumped up and I rolled, and when I jumped up, the ceiling hit my head and crushed the tiles, and it fell down. And everybody was laughing at me, and then I was like, oh, it was so embarrassing. And then I ended up knocking out the guy in the first round, so I was like, so that helped me.
And yeah, then not only did it make it where they forgot it, it's probably they want you to do it again.
Yeah, and then also in my second fight in the UFC, first round, I end up tripping. I circle around the cage and I trip, and I was fighting Blood Diamond, and he come right to me, and I end up taking him down and submitting him and then putting him to sleep.
So yeah, sometimes a comical moment is helpful, helps turn it into a victory.
Yeah, man, that was pretty awesome.
So Jeremiah, I know you're relatively young guys, we established. A few years ago, Philip Rowe, the Philly Fresh Kid, put a comment out about how he got his blue check mark and how it just hits different. It just feels different. And obviously being on the roster and verified, you know, how do you feel now that, you know, how long have you had a chance to enjoy that blue check mark before everybody is now buying them for $15 a month?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a check mark. It really wasn't nothing that special, to tell you the truth. Instagram, I'm not really like big, like posting everything on social media as I should, but yeah, I think it's all right, but it's not that serious.
Before we let you go, tell the fans, tell the media, tell everybody that's going to be tuning in Saturday night what they can expect to see when you get back in the octagon.
They can expect to see fireworks, you know, me going out there, making people say oohs and ahs and putting on a fantastic show and trying to get that bonus for the night. Me winning.
There you go. That bonus will buy a lot of cheesesteaks in Philadelphia for sure. Jeremiah, thank you very much for your time. Have fun on Saturday night. Again, I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong, as well as one of those spring training game used jerseys. I think it's from the 2014 or 2015 team. That they gave me. So we're going to ship you up one of those jerseys as well for your time today.
All right. Thank you, man. Have a nice day.
Take care of you as well. That's one of my brothers from the city of Philadelphia, or the city of brotherly love. See, now you can't ever bring it up again.
No, I can't.
You can't, but you can.
I will.
I'm sure you will. But it's what's on the birth certificate is your hometown.
That's true.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Let's hit a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I'm so
when you're
pumped.
Right.
I'm so pumped.
Hit it when you win.
We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Saturday, April 29th, all eyes of the combat sports world are on BKFC 41.
One of the most special nights that we've had here in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
See Platinum Mike Perry throw down with the debuting Luke Rockhold. In the co-main event, Chad Money Mendez returns to fight Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. Also, Christine the Misfit Faria defends her world title against Rowdy Beck Rollins. Plus more Bare Knuckle Fights. Watch it live on pay-per-view. More info at BKFC.com.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament the Pizza. We'll get more into the Columbia trip, the Kiss Scorpions concert that I attended down in South America momentarily. But right now, let's continue talking about UFC Fight Night 222. And welcome back to the program, Bobby Green. Bobby, how are you?
How are you, sir?
We appreciate your time. I know it's just the beginning. It's Wednesday. You start to do some of your media stuff. What's fight week like for you, and does it change as you continue in your career?
No, sir. It's just a rinse and repeat. You know, we're just getting ready for we have certain things we're working a little bit to get used to our fighter, depending upon the fighter. Is it more ground? Is it more stand-up aspect? Besides that, it's just getting the weight cut down and you're ready to rock.
When you get the phone call, when your management team gets the phone call and it's a certain name, whatever that name may be, does sometimes it get you even more excited? And then if that name, is somebody like Jared Gordon, the week of, does it help you get through the week on the excitement of what this fight should be on Saturday?
Yeah. I'm always chasing those 50 Gs. That's my thing is not only the 50 Gs, but fight of the night letting me know that I am a valuable fighter, that this is what I do. I come out to impress, and my bosses are impressed with what I do.
So it's got to be exciting for you when fans and media as well. When I look at a fight card, there's certain people and certain names I look for. And I got to be honest with you, Bobby, I got excited when I got my list that you were going to be on the show again today. Your name, your talent is one of those. So what is that like when you know that's the fans' reactions and that's the media's reactions that Bobby Green is on the card?
That's so dope. I'm honored, brother, to do what I do. Just trying to keep a certain brand around my name, a certain, like you said, that feeling that you get.
So Bobby, after the show today, I'm interviewing, auditioning for the Wheel of Fortune. I'm terrible with letters and vowels. Fighters come out of Kazakhstan I can't pronounce. But after this fight, you're going to be known as King, which is amazing because that's going to prolong my career in radio because I can pronounce that.
Keep it real simple, brother. Real simple.
But, Doug, talk about the process. How did it come about? And I have a bet with David Vieira that if I lose to him in a grappling tournament.
Hold on. Let me just interrupt for a second. When he loses, if he loses.
If I lose to David Vieira, the world champion Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu master, that I will legally change my name. And that's the bet on the radio show. That's what I've agreed to. It's translation from Nigeria, from our co-host Caleb Bentnot, who says it translates to brave warrior.
It does not.
Which is Jahari.
No.
Or whatever it was called.
No, it breaks down to, I believe it's brave loser.
Brave loser, but in Nigerian it's like no. Jahari. So anyway, How does it go about? How do you legally change your name? Like, what's the process?
So let me walk you through it, I guess. Then first, you're gonna have to go to a court, the courthouse that you live in, and you're gonna go down to the courthouse. You're gonna pay them about $500, and they're gonna give you the paperwork. You finish the paperwork and blah blah blah. Then from there, you're gonna have to go to your local newspaper and put that in for 4 weeks that your name is being changed to Bahari or whatever you said it was. So they'll be in there for 4 weeks, and then after that, you have to come back to court again, and then that's when they'll make the process happen.
The only difference is you're going to keep that name. I'm sure that Matt, after the 2 year period is up, he'll change it back.
As
long as I can buy a vowel on the Wheel of Fortune, I should be able to keep the name.
Bobby, you've been in the sport for a long
time.
Yeah, you've been in the sport for a long time. How has it changed, like from the beginning of your career to, you know, a couple of years ago to now?
How has it changed? I just got a little more wiser in terms of what fans want to see, trying to make sure that the package is complete and that it's something more entertaining than the fight before. Besides that, the money just got bigger, and that's about it.
Well, we talked a couple minutes ago, or you brought up about the 50 G's, and the difference between, obviously, most fans know, performance of the night and fight of the night. Fight of the night, you need somebody come, you know, and dance with you and bring that to you. You can have the performance, but if he's not going to do his, you know, side, then obviously fight of the night is different. How do you bring that out of an opponent?
You have to be someone special, brother. You got to be someone special I usually, like, sometimes I've gotten to fight, I'm like, man, these guys are going to be hard to be a good dance partner. But you got to be able to bring it out of them, you know? You got to bring it out of them, too. You got to be able to get the crowd into it, you know? You got to get the crowd into it. And then they recognize, hey, that was the most impactful fight.
What's the craziest, as you're trying to get the crowd into it, what's the craziest, funniest, strangest thing that's maybe ever happened either to you or while you were in, you know, a fist fight, a professional fist fight?
Craziest? One time I was fighting one guy, and I got hit in the eye. Right in the eye. And I had to fight blind for a round or two. So that was my craziest thing.
That's definitely crazy. That's when, like, in the Rocky Balboa movie, when they come and ask how many fingers, and your trainer has to tap you on the back of the head, you know, so that you can answer it properly. give me your thoughts on Jared Gordon.
Jared Gordon, scrappy guy, tough, you know, fought a lot of different people. It should be interesting to see what I can bring to him that's different than he's ever experienced before.
Do you, and I've asked a lot of fighters this, you know, and some do, some don't. Do you watch either some or video on your opponent? Or is it, it's nice to know, but it's what you're going to do to the opponent, not what the opponent has done in the past.
You want to kind of know a little bit of the tendencies he's going to do, that he tends to do. So we'll watch some footage on him. My coach is really good at breaking fighters down, so I have the luxury that I don't have to watch so much. But besides that, I am more so worried about what I'm doing than anything else. Right. Because you could worry about that, and then the fight could not exactly show to be what you thought it was going to be. So I got more so prepared for whatever it could possibly be, and then I'll learn the fly on what things are happening.
Perfect answer. You know, I kind of, you know, obviously every fighter does whatever they do, but when some fighters have told me, well, you know, I have the first four things that I'm going to do, it's kind of like when somebody says, I'll do your radio show, but what are the first six questions you're going to ask? And I always say, I don't know how you're going to answer the first question. How do I know what my second question is? So it's kind of the same thing. How can you plan that far ahead when you don't know what's going to happen during the first 10 seconds?
Exactly. I call it like calling an audible, you know, like you never know. The game plan could have been this, but you're feeling these certain things that, hey, the line's going to blitz. You're going to call an audible and say, hey, we're doing this, we're doing this.
Exactly. Are you a fan of other sports, other teams, other athletes?
Of course, of course.
Give me a couple names.
A team or a name?
Either one. Just, you know, whatever you like to watch. Is there a favorite sport? And I'm asking for a reason, and I'll tell you why in a second.
I'm a Terrence Crawford, a big fan of him. I think he's the best in boxing right now. I like LeBron. I'm a big Lakers fan. I like, what's the guy over there right now? The Mavericks.
Luka?
Luka. Yes, Luka. I love me some Luka.
Okay. The reason I ask is I'd like to thank guests for coming on. And I know a lot of people, so I like to give thank you gifts and such. So I write it down, and when I run across whoever at all the charity events and stuff I do, I keep a running list of who's been on the show and who I can thank and that kind of stuff. So those names will be in the book under your name moving forward.
Awesome, awesome. That's amazing.
What can the fans expect Saturday night when you and Jared get in there and that door gets shut?
What the fans can expect when I come out, it's going to be action-packed from A to B. It's from the times I come back from the behind the curtains to the time I leave the curtains, it's a show. I'm going to be touching people. I'm going to be impacting people. You know, they can expect nonstop action. They can expect something different that they've never seen before. You're going to hear a lot of talking, trash talking, and a lot of punches going in his face.
Since you said that about talking, you know, I enjoyed watching when you guys are at the apex. I know there's a reason for a lot of stuff. I enjoy that really more than the big pay-per-view, et cetera, crowds, because we can hear that kind of stuff. You know, we can exactly see what's going on. We can hear you guys talk. I enjoy that personally.
Yeah, and so for the apex, I always try to give them a little bit more of a personal show, because those tickets are more expensive than the normal tickets. So they're probably twice as much. So the people that actually come there, I'm like, man, I'm going to give you a private show that's making you even more entertained because you can hear everything I'm saying.
So moving forward, fans, if Bobby Green is fighting in the Apex, pay whatever, get into the Apex and watch that show.
Yeah, it's a personal show.
There you have it. Bobby, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you another care package from 8 Man Strong. And your names of some of your favorite players are on the list, and next time I do a charity event with them, I'll obtain something for your collection.
I really appreciate you, sir. It's been an honor.
Take care, Bobby. We appreciate it. Awesome. Have fun on Saturday night, all right?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bobby Green back in action, and he is one of those names, you know, and I know that he's already off, so, you know, I don't like it to sound, you know, kiss and butt or whatever. I love watching Bobby Green fight.
Well, this is the last time you're going to see him fight, because after Saturday, he'll be king. And his favorite player is King James, so now it's just James? Because he has to give the king to Bobby? I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Well, you do know how it works.
Wait, just told us.
Greg's White changed his name legally to Styles.
Yeah. I guess I'm going
to
change mine.
See, that's why I don't watch movies. Because he changed his name to Styles because of Styles from the movie that Michael J. Fox was in, Teen Wolf.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, that's Michael J. Fox's best friend's name was Styles. And he liked it, so he legally changed his name to Styles. So if I don't watch movies, I can't run into a name that I want to
change.
If
you could change your name to any name, what would it be?
I think it's time to take a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49er running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Voss, New York Giants tight end, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Twitter Pizza. Woo, I'm excited. What are you excited about? Because I got the audition for Wheel of Fortune coming up after the show. They called me.
TMZ called me.
Did you do the show?
No,
did you do the interview?
I didn't do it.
You never do interviews.
I don't.
They always ask you to do stuff. I weigh in to give your opinion because you're a veteran, a legend, an iconic figure in the marketing sports world.
Yeah. No, TMZ did call, and then I put it off, and then Friday we flew to Columbia. They wanted to do it yesterday, and nothing can top the day I had yesterday. We'll talk about your Wheel of Fortune, but I took my granddaughter to Disney again. And I am going to try to do it once a week.
Yeah.
That's how much fun it is. The traffic is so awful.
It's awful.
I spend more time driving from the Tampa Bay area to Disney than we are in Disney.
I mean, you could probably fly from Orlando to Bogota in the same time it takes to drive from your house to Orlando and back.
And back.
Right.
No, for sure. Yeah, you can get to Bogota, Colombia.
In 4 hours.
And I don't know if I can get here, there, and then there back in 4 hours.
It can take you 2 hours to get through Tampa.
Now, you got to be careful how you say things. You know, we're learning, and I'm trying to teach both of you guys. You know, you got to be careful because somebody's going to come and say, I'll take that bet. And you got to be careful because if you do it from 2 to 4 in the morning, then you're going to be able to get there a whole lot quicker.
That's true.
Than if you go 2 in the afternoon when we came back. I think we left Disney around 2 yesterday. And got home around 4:30.
Yeah.
But again, if you do it at night, we did it at night on, you know, Friday headed to the airport.
Yeah, but night's always tricky because they've shut down to one lane for maintenance. And then you can end up at a stop bumper to bumper for no reason at midnight for nothing.
That happens going over the Howard Franklin all the time.
All the time.
There's no reason at all.
Right.
None. I got some tickets to give away next week.
Yeah.
I think I have Monday night. I'll check. During the second hour.
What are we going to?
You're not going anywhere. Neither am I. I have zero interest in going.
Well, how do I register?
I have Rays tickets to give away.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite team. Went last week. Good luck charm, pretty much. We made history the day that I went, and it was all because of me.
I don't think you made history. I think you tied history.
We tied, but that makes...
Well, that's not making history.
That's we have the record.
It's like kissing your sister.
Wow, is that why she won't let us stay at her house?
Probably.
No, but tying the record in today's modern era is a bigger deal than tying it from a team 20 years ago. Because now pitchers come in
for one pitch. Hold on one sec. Tying it from a team or from local or from a team back then.
Because the sport's evolved. It's a more complex sport. They bring in pitchers for one batter to get one out. There's shifts. And there's like 18-inch bases now. So, like, the game has changed. It's a different game. This is a new record.
Do you think a team from today, and I know you don't go back too far, and you know my dislike for baseball these days, but those Cincinnati Red teams that you can name every player that play. Tell me any other team that you can name from Tony Perez, you know, throughout the infield.
Oh, the Cubs. Andre Dawson, Ron Say.
The whole team.
Ryan Sandberg. Dale Mabry.
Dale Mabry.
What was his name? No, Jack Clark was the first baseman, right?
I believe Jack Clark was with the Giants.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, he played with the Cubs, too. Oh, Morris. Was Jack Morris? Jack, who's the first baseman?
Jack Morris was the pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. Go ahead.
What about Sean Dunston?
I don't believe that was the same team, but you're naming Cubs.
Just trying to find something to stick to.
You know, if you want to just, you know, Ron Santo, if you want to just name names.
So I don't know all their names. But
I'm saying that's Cincinnati Red team.
But today's athlete is so much better. They're bigger, stronger. I mean, there was a photo today of Lee Labrada, the famous bodybuilder, and his son, Hunter, side by side. And Hunter's just bigger and stronger and more muscular and more massive. The sports nutrition, recovery, supplementation, it's such a different game now. These guys are so much bigger and stronger and more powerful. And it's a different game.
Your Tampa Bay Rays, if they played the 70 Cincinnati Reds 10 times, I think they may win one.
It would be like Bugs Bunny, like playing his legendary game where he does every position. It would just be total domination.
Yeah, by the Reds.
No. No, the Reds have I just saw a stat yesterday. They're the number one drinking team in the NFL.
What the hell's that mean?
Well, it's just like.
Hold on, idiot. In the NFL.
Yeah, but it's the people.
They play baseball. It's not the NFL.
But if you drink more, you're better.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's how you judge sports. If you drink and you get better at it, you win. Golf, darts, bowling.
This show I thought was going so well.
Baseball.
I see now there's the co-host.
No, but today's athlete is much better. I
understand that. You know, Bryce Harper is probably as good. I will never say Bryce Harper. Is Bryce Harper the best player in baseball? Is Otani the best player in baseball? Is Trout?
I would say Aaron Judge.
Why? Because he had one good year?
Oh, man, that was an important year.
Well, I understand that.
It's a contract year.
All right, Aaron Judge could play on the Cincinnati Reds team, okay, back then. Some of these other players I wouldn't take over. Would you take anybody over Johnny Bench?
I've never watched Johnny Bench play.
Would you take any player over Pete Rose?
I mean, no, because the players today don't have the same kind of heart for the game.
Well, that's definitely true. So let's say 90%.
I would take Pete Rose over any modern day player because he's willing to risk it all for the love of the game.
Well, for sure. I mean, I would take Pete Rose over any older player as well. Tell me what second baseman you take over Joe Morgan.
Oh, Ryan Sandberg.
First of all, it's the same era. So again, you are a buffoon. And how about that trade? Are you aware of the trade, or are you really this?
I do not know.
No, do you know where Ryan Sandberg came from? And it's Ryan, by the way, not Ryan.
I would say came from the Devil Rays.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was a trick question.
Ryan Sandberg was the throw-in player for Ivan De Jesus and Larry Boa.
Larry Boa was a Philly.
And he went to Chicago. Yeah. He was the throw-in. Take him. We don't even want him anymore. He's not that good. He's not a prospect. Sometimes you make bad decisions.
Yeah. Made a few on the show.
And to be honest, yeah, I've made a few allowing you on the show. I wouldn't take Ryan Sandberg over Joe Morgan.
No, Ryan Sandberg wasn't that. I mean, he was a good player.
But I never knew Ryan Sandberg played. It's Ryan.
Well, same thing.
No, it's not.
So that's why I'm not going on Wheel of Fortune. I learn letters and vowels and stuff.
I hope you do get on.
I'm getting on. Because it's all about personality. Because I got a star power.
No, it's not all about stupidity.
It's all personality. That's what they need.
All right. So I will let you off the hook of changing your name legally, losing to David Vieira. Okay?
Okay.
If you get on the show.
When I get on the show.
It's
a power belief. You got to believe it. You got to will it into existence.
If you get on the show and you can't wait till the end, so it has to be early in the show, you make like a ridiculously stupid pick, or you know the letters are up there, or even if you know, I don't know if they show it, because if somebody calls a letter that's been called and it's on the board, then they're people that are related to you, because it all makes sense. But if there's not, this is how you get out of the bet. You have to call the same letter at least twice that's already been called.
Why would I sabotage the game?
That'd be awesome.
Well, I was practicing with my wife last night, and I told her, baby, I got this in the bag. I know all 20 letters of the alphabet. I'm going to win. I'm going to be the star. I'm going to get the grand prize.
All right. Then you have to call Pat Sajak. What's his name? Bob Barker.
Well, that's going to start a fight. I mean, because that's what happened to Happy Gilmore. You can't fight talk show hosts. They're badass people.
I saw an interview that Bob Barker wasn't the first choice.
Really?
Yeah. And then when they said, you know, that when the first person turned it down or whatever, and then they went to him, and he's like, I get to punch Adam Sandler. You know, again, it's all show and TV. Real punches are coming up next weekend in BKFC as well.
Yes.
You know, we're talking a lot of UFC. We'll talk a little BKFC in the second hour. Some pretty big former MMA names. And I know we mentioned this before, and it's kind of like, you know, how guilty you feel sometimes, like rooting for somebody you've always disliked. People have disliked Mike Perry for years.
Years.
They just happen to hate Luke Rockhold more.
But Ruka's, he came out this week and said that the fight against Izzy, or when Izzy knocked out Pereira last week, and remotivated him, inspired him. He wants to have a knockout highlight reel against Mike Perry. So if we get the best Luke Rockhold, it could be fireworks in the ring. Which, if we go back and did a survey. Can we get some data to find out when Randy asks each fighter, what can the fans expect to see this upcoming weekend? Like, what the number one answers are? Because it's fireworks, it's war, or it's
that's not war.
It's something they've never seen before. Action, all out action. Like,
I want honestly one of the fighters to say total boredom.
Yeah.
What can the fans expect this weekend? Total boredom. It's a good time to go to the refrigerator. It's a good time to go get a snack. It's a good time to go to the bathroom. And right now, it's a good time to hit the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stout Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.